Today, visiting with Jennifer Hansen, Executive Director of the Boone County Chamber of Commerce. How busy are you?
I've got a full page.
I see that.
I've got a few things.
I see that. Well, and there's a few things I know. Let's see. You had real interesting, because I get to see the DMACC press releases, and I know about the business opportunity assistance that they have available.
Yeah.
You brought it for Coffee and Connections.
Oh, my gosh. When I heard that, when I saw that come across some email or something along the line, it immediately struck me. And I dug a little bit deeper. And, you know, you certainly want to kind of look at these things and see, like, well, you know, is it going to be a good fit for our small and mid-level businesses? Is this going to be something that is viable and doable? Is it what have you? And I just saw so much potential and so much that could be given and really brought to Boone. And so, yeah, I talked to Jacqueline Bolt over the phone and again, dug a little bit deeper with her. And I, you know, just walked away from that conversation going, oh my gosh, we need this program. More folks involved in this program here in Boone. And, you know, really it's about...
It's a service.
Well, it is a service. And so for those who don't know, Goldman Sachs 10,000 Small Businesses is a national program. And it has kind of outlets all over the country. Here in the state of Iowa, we're actually really, we really benefit from our group of community colleges, and so that's where it's actually administered through community colleges throughout the Des Moines and metro area and what have you. And so anybody who qualifies for this grant, ultimately it's completely free for them. The investment, of course, is their time, because it is incredibly incredibly time taxing, but it's so useful to help anybody to take whatever the business they're in, right? And business and nonprofit, by the way. And whatever industry they're in, whatever kind of background they've got, whether it's a business that they've inherited or something that they've started on their own or wherever they're at, to be able to really evaluate the business, evaluate the SWOT analysis, if you may, and also just look at your goals and just take that time away from business to dig into your business and look at what do you need to get you to the next step.
Take the next level, yeah.
In the country, small business, quote unquote, small business is defined as any business 500 people or less. So I think sometimes in our context in Iowa, we think of like, well, that's your mom and pop shop, that's your small, you know, that's your small coffee shops and what have you. It really is. It covers quite the ground. So one thing that she defined in terms of qualifying for this program is on the small end, you have to have at least 2 employees or more, be in business for 2 years or more, have $75,000 in revenue or more, and that's it. That's it. On the larger end, it really is sky's the limit. They've worked with multi-million dollar companies and teams, of hundreds of people. She said it on the big side may not make sense for them, but they do have a dedicated, if they're so big that they've got a dedicated finance team. They've got a designated HR team or what have you. So it's kind of in that mid-level range, especially here in Boone County. It really would cover... My goodness, it would cover such a wide group of people.
Yeah.
And so I really wanted to offer this opportunity to hear more about it, to know more about it, and to ask those questions if that business owner was going to be right for that, by opening it up to the community. So usually those Coffee and Connections are for our chamber members. It's a value for our chamber members. Every month we bring in different speakers and different opportunities to hear from people throughout the county. But this one would just seem to have such a wide application to our area. I really wanted to make sure that anybody and everyone got a chance to see it and, frankly, see a little bit more about what the chamber does as one of those perks. But we did just post it, more information about it on our Facebook page, giving a recap of her conversation and of her talk. So, yeah, I would really encourage everybody to take a look at that. And no matter what size the business or kind of how long you've been in business, take a look at that and see if there's something that's not that wouldn't be available to you. And it, yeah, go ahead,
it
please.
It fits right into one of those things you wanted to do. Offer these kinds of services that can benefit our businesses, our members.
Yeah, and so and it, you know, this grant opportunity is absolutely free for those who qualify. Hotel stays in Des Moines, yeah, and what have you. That, you know, there's a 2-day orientation time. You know, on that first end of the of your 4-month time doing this program, and you know, first 2 days are in Des Moines, and then the rest of it's kind of at home and over Zoom and what have you, and it's kind of digging deep into your particular business, but. I mean, again, the time to step away from your business, but my gosh, and this curriculum is phenomenal. And digging into your finances, digging into your HR, digging into, you know, and staffing mm-hmm. needs, the curriculum and the program, which again goes in, is more defined in the article, really highlights the points of our business. And oftentimes when you're in that business for so long, some of that just gets lost, you know. Oh. Just the lines cross over and the personalities, you know, you just don't even know where to start.
You get into a routine,
yeah,
don't you?
Yeah, and it's just like, well, this is how it's always been. This is how my dad did it, or this is how, you know, we've done this for 100 years, literally maybe 100 years. You know, with, you know, new management, new owners, new teams, what have you, frankly, new, you know, a new landscape in our economy. Businesses do have room to grow, and if you want to grow, which I would probably say if anybody is be 100% of people, yeah, that I talk to, you know, they want to grow in some aspect of their mm-hmm. business, right? It may not be, you know, necessarily revenue. It might be just market share or what have you. So
yeah,
in any case, wherever your goals are, you know, something like this where you can really delve into it with the people who know what they're talking mm-hmm. about, and really kind of offer your, you know, gosh, what can I do, and where, you know, where am I at, and what can I do to move forward? Sure. So, and yeah, yeah. I was really excited to see something like that come across our desk, and I'm just so thankful to be able to bring it to Boone County.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, that was this past Tuesday. Mm-hmm. So what?
Start on that high note. Yeah,
that just gets you going this month. We got a few other things happening too. Busy weekend this weekend.
It is, and the holidays are upon us. We've been able to really, we're ushering in the holiday season of 2023, and with this weekend's holiday open house. So there are a number of retailers, independent stores, what have you, that are throughout the county that are off just opening up their doors, having fun and special events at their stores, just really being able to kind of, like I made the comment of rolling out the tinsel and garland to welcome folks in and just give them a chance to see what they've got, see the new things that are on the shelves, pick up some great deals, and just enjoy. There's a lot of fun, you know, hors d'oeuvres and drinks or live music and what have you. So it's just kind of a fun day to indulge and enjoy the day.
Just get out there and kind of a couple of weeks before the Small Business Saturday.
Yeah, that'll be another good push. And especially from the Chamber's perspective, really gives us a chance to showcase what our independent stores are doing. Again, small, mid-level, and big businesses and what have you. But Small Business Saturday really focuses on those smaller retailers that, you know what, they've struggled in the economy. Oh. They start, you know, up against Amazon and what have you. There's, and yet though, the relationship, the quality of the work that they provide, the products that they provide, there you just can't beat it.
Yeah. You've got quite a variety of them, and they love to see people come in.
Yes, that, they
and
do.
This is the big thing, big opportunity between this weekend and Small Business Saturday. Go and visit them. Hey, see, you know, what they've got. You'd be surprised by a lot of them.
100%. You know, and I think that everyone wants to build up their community. Everyone want. I mean, you're not going to hear anybody that says, oh, I don't, you know. They want their economy, their community to grow. They want more of these opportunities for business owners. They want to be pro-business, you know. And so I say, go to a small business and shop. That's how you do this stuff. That's how you create relationships with those, yeah, who are who are working in this space. That's how you, you know, see any changes that you want to see. That's how you do it. You've got to establish these relationships. You can't just do it in the corners. You got to come out and enjoy what we've got. Support those that you can support, and advocate for more.
Yeah. It's coming up, folks. That's just a couple of things that you have to deal with. So what other? Oh, I know. We should. Should we do the omelets next? Or
as I say,
it's on your list.
It's on my list. Fall Ag Breakfast is coming up November 17th. That tickets are on sale right now. Tickets in advance are only $10. At the door, it's $13. So definitely get those in right now and join us on the 17th from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. That is an event that all of the money raised goes towards students in FFA and 4-H through a scholarship fund. Mm-hmm. So a real, just an effort to really help those families and support the work that they're doing in those organizations. So we're excited to be a part of it once again.
I know. It's been around a long time.
It has. A lot of omelets. thankful to Boone County Farm Bureau and pork producers. We're working with Hy-Vee in just providing just the delicious fresh ingredients for those omelets. And so we're just thankful for their support as well. So,
okay, that's all coming up again. 17th. Again, go to the chamber website and get your ticket ordered. I think I even got it posted online too. So.
Great.
Yeah. But do it that way. You'll save yourself a few dollars, but all the proceeds end up going to the scholarship program.
Yep. So. And so this spring, some people might remember we have one in the spring and we have one in the fall. And in the spring, we hit the records of 200 omelets. So I want the fall to be absolutely. So I know we can beat that number. And I'm just excited to have that again.
What other things you have going on?
Goodness. So I'll kind of stick around. I'll go over here up to Workforce Wednesday. So coming back a little bit to what we are able to provide, the kind of programming that we are able to provide with the last coffee in connections with Goldman Sachs. It's really highlighted our effort to bring more workforce programming knowledge and just information to the public and to our members. So wherever you're at in your business, in your career, that you would be able to look at some of these resources that, again, these aren't necessarily chamber resources, what have you, but what my job is to connect you with those resources. So we've established this hashtag Workforce Wednesday. And so every Wednesday we promote a resource that's in our area, whether that's through DMAC, like Goldman Sachs, all the way through Workforce Iowa and others that do this stuff for a living. So my job now is to just really kind of help the community see what's out there and really engage with it and find out more information on what works for them. So we've really enjoyed having that opportunity every week to really kind of show off what's in the area. And then in that same vein, we have at the Chamber, the first Wednesday of the month, we have a career clinic. So this is an opportunity. These are counselors that man this clinic. They're from Title I and Iowa Works, and those gals are there to help you with anything from resume, taking a look at your resume and or even just talking about some of your goals. So no matter your age or stage in the process, these counselors are able to really kind of help you delve in and help you kind of maybe, again, take that next step. So boots on the ground here at the Chamber. That starts at 9 o'clock the first Wednesday of the month, and essentially 9 to noon for that time. And walk-ins available. You don't have to make any appointments. You can just come on in. And they're sort of serve you.
That goal setting part. Well, that's one of those things for someone. Okay, I might be looking to maybe do something a little different.
Yeah, change careers.
And
yeah,
But how do you go about that?
Exactly.
This is where they can help you.
Yeah, exactly. And so, again, just another opportunity to see what kind of resources are out there for you. They have a wide plethora of programming within Workforce Iowa. And so, again, depending on wherever you're at in your ages or stages, that they can say, okay, this is what these are some of those transferable skills to that new industry. And here is maybe where there are some gaps. So here's what that next step would look like.
Okay.
Yeah. Next. All right. Next. We've got Main Street. So downtown work continues. And just kind of hop back over to just upcoming events in that same, in that vein. So downtown committee and chamber staff, what have you, will be downtown with a fall cleanup this Sunday. So November 12th from 11 to 2, that we're going to be raking leaves, getting rid of any trash and flower beds or what have you, sprucing those flower mulch beds up.
Yep.
Also picking weeds out of curbs and things like that. That's
winterizing.
Winterizing the downtown.
Yeah, there we go.
So we're just excited to be able to do that again and be able to just continue
and
that
having 60 degrees is not going to be bad.
Oh, it's gorgeous. It's going to be gorgeous. So yeah, it'll be a good one.
So anybody if people who wants, want to volunteer, what?
Please. Yep. Anybody wants to volunteer, we've had my kids have been involved. We've had other kiddos involved in that. So it's really a full family event. And it's just a lot of fun to kind of do that all together. But no, property owners will be there. Store owners will be involved. Certainly the downtown committee themselves. Volunteers we're asking for you guys to come out and help us. So just grab a rake, grab some gloves. And this is a great way to get involved and maybe even to know more about what's going on downtown.
Come and help out. All right, good.
All right. Next on the list, is I'll stay in the vein of events and what have you, is ribbon cuttings. So we've had a lot of fun. I have to say, it's one of my favorite parts of my job. I just love it.
She's got the big scissors, too.
Ribbon cuttings are just a celebration of the new businesses that's in town. So if you think about it, those are new services available to our community. That's investment in our community. That's also a celebration of someone taking a humongous, gigantic step in their business, right? Mm-hmm. So one, for example, so many of these are, again, small independent stores. So like here in Boone, we just did one for Mrs. Slobbersworth. Mm-hmm. That one is, she runs a dog training and boarding facility. Upcoming is Be Fit here downtown. So that one's coming up. Both situations there, you got gals that knew and know their business so well, they love their business, and now they're taking a humongous, gigantic step in a space, and that all that investment to outfit a space, and they want to offer that to the community. So I get to come alongside, and Stephanie and I get to come alongside and help them celebrate that. So in Boone. Madrid, we just had two most recently. One was Gene Effect. It's an adorable flower shop in Aspen Grove, which is a great new event space. And then even in Ogden. So we just recently did Boone Rehab Services in Ogden. Mm-hmm. And then we have one coming up with Good Wealth. They just did a massive renovation of the space there in conjunction with Ogden Legacy. That's coming up the first week of December. So these are business owners and just making a big difference in their business for the good of the community.
And they're making an investment. They definitely are.
Tens of thousands of dollars of investment. In some cases, hundreds of thousands of dollars of investment. So, I mean, ribbon cuttings and groundbreakings and things like that, that is not just pomp and circumstance. That is years of work in the making.
Yeah. And it's fun to recognize them that way.
Absolutely. Right now, ribbon cuttings are something that the chamber can do for these guys free of charge. Whether or not they're members of the chamber, it's an opportunity for us to bolster up small businesses and bolster up our community of businesses in the area. And it's something that, whether they join alongside us or not, it's something actually at this point our members are able to pay us to do. Member supports allow us to do these fun things and allow us to do these fun things for other people, giving them the promotion and the exposure and just get all that information out there.
All right. Good.
Sorry.
She's
trip over
been
myself.
Busy. She's been busy. Okay. So those are just some of the event things that you've been dealing with and going out to. And again, you go countywide.
Yes, we do. And in fact, so, you know, speaking of, I just want to thank new members that have been coming alongside us and doing this work with us. We just had one recently just jump on board with Aging Resources of Central Iowa. Again, mm-hmm. speaking of resources that in our that are available for our community, that is going to be a great partnership where we are going to offer and with a link or so on our website, be able to share what our available resources for those 55 and up. So, mm-hmm. you know, that's I'm just thankful for their support of the chamber and what they do for our community.
Mm-hmm. All right. Phew.
I'm sorry. That completes my list. So I had to say that.
You got that.
But yeah, no, we have a lot of fun at the chamber. It's very, very busy, but we enjoy our work.
And working on building Better Boone. And actually, yeah. People say, well, just building Better Boone. But it's all about building Better Boone County.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. So Building Better Boone is an initiative that started before my time. So it started just a few mm-hmm. years ago that really captured the leadership of the different entities inside of Boone. So, you know, talking about the city, the chamber, CVB, which is Visit Boone County. Mm-hmm. You've got the hospital and economic growth school, what have you. And so mm-hmm. And supervisors are yeah. on that one as well. But, we really want to make sure that we're working together, that if there are opportunities for collaboration or even just showing gratitude towards each other. And sometimes, you know, again, with, you know, Facebook and what have you, I can post and say thanks to the city for doing X, Y, and Z. But being able to look at Bill Scare or anyone else that, yeah. from the city that joins us, being able to look at them in the eyes and say thank you. Because that, you know, with you saying yes to this has allowed us to do this. And here's what the impact that you've made. So, it's a great opportunity to see what everyone else is up to and see how you can help. You might want to slow down if I talk too fast.
No,
sorry.
No, it's just one of those things. You just know it's great because we got all of that happening. And again, those are things that the chamber, and you've really been working hard at, you know, we're here to serve.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, since coming on board now, I've been there a year.
Yes,
so
I was going to say.
Yay. So I came, for those who don't know, I came on board under Mike Hammond with events and communications. And yet, though, having served in the community for over a decade, I knew a lot of the people involved in this work, and I was aware of some of the struggles and some of the things that had happened in the last, you know, few years and what have you. And so I really came into it going, gosh, guys, there's so much to do to get us forward. And yep, you know what? There is space to talk about and to, you know, there's a safe space. I say that often, safe space to talk about, past hurt. Mm-hmm. So that's important.
Yep.
To be heard and to be validated, mm-hmm. right? And to be you, I mean, that yeah. they are going to be critical to move forward in this. So yep. it's really important that we all acknowledge and we move forward. And so I'm really excited to be in the space where then my point of connection and being able to really get people in the same room and yep. working together, that's been just a highlight of my job.
All right. Don't forget to get your omelet breakfast tickets.
Omelet tickets.
Get them
absolutely.
Early. Get them online. Easy to do. $10. Save yourself a few dollars.
Yeah. Come support
the family. Or just show up on the 17th. We'll have an omelet.
Again, all that money goes towards our kiddos and FFA and 4-H through that scholarship fund. So it's a fantastic way to support kiddos in our agriculture in those organizations.
Jennifer Hansen, Executive Director of the Boone County Chamber of Commerce. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.